and your thoughts overall, quick first on the Big 12.
Well, it's going to be a much different year. I think there'll be more than four teams getting into the NCAA tournament. I think we'll see Texas return, and I think there'll be a surprise team that may take it to possibly six. I think the league's going to be a lot of fun, and there's a lot of stars and household names in the league this year, which should make it really interesting.
And to talk about Oklahoma leading the way.
Yeah, I mean, Courtney Paris is the focal point for sure. I mean, nobody has done some of the things that she's done on the basketball court, particularly as a freshman. You know, everybody knows about how many points and rebounds she has, and she's, you know, one of the few players in the top 10 to be in scoring, rebounding, blocks. And I think where we're going to see Courtney's improvement most this year, which is going to be really fun for Oklahoma fans, is that she only had 60 assists last year, but she has 100 this year. And I think her maturity and how she impacts the game in other ways besides scoring and rebounding will be felt by other players' numbers getting better. Aaron Higgins' range and being able to stretch the D, Leah Rush being able to score in a variety of ways. You know, the impact of the freshman class is going to make them more athletic and deeper. So it should be a really fun team to watch. I'm guaranteeing you they're going to average 80 points a game.
Okay. What are your thoughts on the improvement of women's basketball in the last, let's say, 5 years?
Well, it's very exciting that you know, we have lots of pockets across the country that really want to support the women's game and get out and come to games, and it's an affordable option for families to come out and enjoy. I think we have wonderful role models in the women's game, but I also think that we have great players, and we have had freshmen come in ready to go. The game has grown in several different ways, with coaches' ability to recruit better and recruiting being spread out and not everybody going to the same schools. And I think that the talent pool is deeper, and I think because of that, when the product is good, people will come and watch. And I think that's what we have right now. We have a great women's product. If we build off of what we had last year, three regional finals went to the last play, and we had the final game in overtime. I mean, that is a tremendous finish to the season, and I expect us to pick up right there.
Is it too early for you to give me your Final Four?
No, I've already picked my Final Four. Actually, I did it on a national preview show on Friday. I picked my Final Four will be Maryland, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Stanford.
And just give me your thoughts on how tough you think it's going to be for Maryland to defend the championship.
I think we're going to really find out what Maryland's mental toughness is all about, because they're going to be circled on everybody's schedule. They're going to get everybody's best shot. They proved last year that they were one of the most talented teams. I don't expect chemistry to be a problem. I think that they are definitely the team to beat. I've picked them to win the national championship as repeat because I have everybody back. The four teams that I gave you for the Final Four at this point in October have the least amount of question marks about them. I think those are the four best teams right now.
What do you think is the best conference?
Well, I'd say the ACC, just because you know, Maryland, North Carolina, and Duke are on the top six. And then the SEC has, in some polls, has Tennessee, LSU, and Georgia in the top 10. So I think that would be where it is right now. And then Oklahoma seems to be carrying the banner. But don't be surprised to see what I picked on the national scene as my surprise team of the year is Iowa State. I really think Bill Finley's got something going. You know, he can X and O with the best of them. So with Lindsey Meadows at the point and some size inside and their style that they play, they'll be in every game, and I like their schedule.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Take care.